You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
As Christians, we throw out a term a lot, or a saying, and it's usually in defense, and it's always wrong, to tell you the truth, most of the time. And anyway, as Christians, we're always taught, do not judge. And there's something to be said about that. And usually, in theological terms, if you want to get all snooty on you right now, is that basically the church says that we cannot judge who goes to heaven and hell. That is up to God. We have a wish list, obviously, but we certainly can't do anything more than that. And that's about it. And we can give our opinion to God in prayer, which we do all the time. And we can tell God that we want this person in heaven and this person in hell. But when it really comes down to it, we have no say-so whatsoever. It's not in our power. And the scriptures tell us, and even Jesus tells us, you know what, don't waste your time even trying to convince me. So, when we look at a human being, we cannot judge whether they're going to heaven or hell. However, then that's it. Now, the rest of the time, we judge all the time, and we have to. So we do judge. There's nothing wrong with judging, unless we use it wrongly, we use it to hurt the other person. But more or less, we have to use our judgment and our common sense to get along well in the world. In other words, there's certain places that we just don't go to. We know that would be dangerous, and we judge them to be dangerous. And therefore, we know to avoid certain areas, certain foods, certain drugs, certain things that we do. We judge them to be dangerous, and therefore, we are to avoid them. All right, so what does that lead us to today? Well, Jesus was using the priests and the rabbis and the Sadducees, and they're good examples of how to act and how to judge and how to watch out for things. In other words, we judge by watching actions. And therefore, as Christians, the world judges us, the rest of the world, our fellow Christians and non-believers especially, will judge us by maybe what we say. They'll certainly listen to our words, but more importantly, they'll watch our actions as well. And rightfully so, sometimes they can say, look at these Christians. This is their belief, but this is really how they live. And it's like a court of law. They can pull it out and say, look, here it is. I saw you do this. I saw you do that. And it might not be very Christ-like. So they could have us there. And in all the readings today, too, Jesus talks about these kinds of actions. So we have to be people who lead by example. And we have to look at other people, especially certain priests, religious figures. We've seen, obviously, even in the Catholic Church, terrible things priests have done. In other Christian denominations, some great preachers who have been on television just preaching about this or preaching about that. And we can see the great downfall that some of them have gone through as well. When people see that their actions do not relate to their words. So, what are we to do as Christians then? We have to follow what St. Paul did. St. Paul says, you know what? I'm here and I'm working for you and you're like my child. And this is how he treated everybody, not childishly, but I'm going to treat everyone like they're my child. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be here for you. I am going to help you however I can. And so St. Paul is an example, and a great example, of how he spread Christianity. How did he do it, and why was Paul so popular? His words were great, but there had to be something else that God used about Paul that made him spread Christianity so fiercely, and it had to be in his actions. He was a man who took care of his people, and when he preached and when he went around helping people, he sincerely did it in a Christ-like manner. It wasn't about him, it was about Jesus. And in doing so, he spread Christianity like wildfire, and God used him very strongly. So, very simple message this weekend. Be good examples. Let the world see what kind of people we are. Now, if we feel like we're not doing too well, we have to go back to St. Paul and say, okay, take a deep breath and realize we are here to help each other. We're not here to bang each other over the head with our religion. Instead, we are here to use our religion so that we can be better servants to the people who are around us.